It's just over a week, and then we South Africans will be going to the polls. One of the new political parties that's expected to do very well is Action SA. Leader and founder Herman Mashaba is with us this morning. Morning, Herman. I say expected to do well by those who have rational thinking. You are a businessman of great renown. You built Black Like Me into a magic business, then sold it off. The corporate who bought it couldn't make it work. You bought it back, made it stronger than ever. And I presume you're using some of those insights into Action SA itself, which is not registering that high in the polls. But when I look at the by-elections and when I look at talk to people in the communities, including Gigi Alcock, by the way, who is very tapped into Cosinomics and the Cosipreneurs, there's a big thumbs up for you. So how are things going at Action SA as we approach the big day?
Well, Alec, last night I had a meeting with our nine premier candidates in all the nine provinces, and I was actually quite inspired. I thought I had requested, normally I don't attend the meetings, our national chairperson does that, but I requested that I pep them up, if you would allow me 10 minutes opening and leave the meeting. I found that actually they needed to pep me up because honestly, I have a team of not committed, more than committed South Africans. They are working hard. I mean, Athol Tollip, I watched him during the day addressing community meetings in rural Eastern Cape, spoke to Zakhele during the in the morning yesterday. I mean, these guys are doing some unbelievable work, still launching branches, still reaching out to the communities. Sunday, I spent, I think, 4 or 5 hours in El Dorado Park working with Darylene James. I can tell you, you know, I look at political parties filling stadiums. I can tell you on Sunday, in that 4 hours in El Dorado Park, I must have reached to the communities that can fill up 2 stadiums because I had a motorcade of 30, 40 vehicles branded with pamphlets, stopping, addressed 15 community meetings in that 4 or 5 hours because we'll go into a community stop. We had one of the vehicles with very strong PA system and the people signing up excited. I think for some reason, South Africans resonate with Action SA. And I had a lot of traveling last week. I remember on Thursday, I was in Cape Town. I flew to Cape Town in and out. And, you know, from the minute I got to Gauteng Station, as I get off, my wife dropped me off. You just really meet South Africans excited like I'm a Michael Jackson. People want to take photos and delay me. I get into the train, I get off the train at OR Tambo in the plane. As I was going to the queue to get into the plane, you know, South Africans. And I think for me, what is actually much more profound and inspirational is the fact that we're not a party that only appeals to black or white, everybody, you know, it's unbelievable. People, you know, they treat me like I'm a Michael Jackson and I know I'm not a superstar. I'm just an ordinary South African doing whatever I can to save my country, you know, and people were surprised that I was there traveling on my own, you know. And I think on the ground, I'm personally quite satisfied. I will be devastated as a person if Action SA emerges as the third biggest party in just over a week's time. I'll really be disappointed looking at the work that we've put in. I'll have to really go.
What do you mean by that, Herman? What do you mean by the third biggest party? So what
if
you
we become
the biggest party,
I'll be disappointed. That means I actually missed my target, because if I look at the work that we do, you know, we, as I speak to you right now, we have 320,000 active activists on the ground doing work, going in. We don't go to stadiums. Even yesterday morning, I had a meeting with my finance team, and we were saying, do we do a stadium type of an event like other parties? Outright rejected. I said, guys, it's not about the money. It's about how you use the money. I said, tell me, at the stadium, you must get entertainment. People are not coming to listen to you. It will just really be showcase for television viewers. But that is not going to get us votes. I said, guys, if you've got money, send to people house to house, or go and register them, go and get people to vote. And obviously, that's a reason why polls and all these clever people appearing on national television every day giving analysis, they don't see us, because one thing that Alec, the market failed to see me in 1985. You know, I started Black Lung in 1985 with 30,000 rands loan. 5 years later, I had the biggest brand. And what was interesting about it is that when I started, my competitors were all these big white companies with distribution network. They were actually giving instructions to the distributors not to to keep my products. And then what I did, I set up parallel structures next to these big distributors. And then what I did, I helped my distributors to get products from my competitors. So my competitors actually ended up having an advantage. I will get them products of my competitors at cheaper prices and undercut these guys, and they will have my products at the right price. Within 5 years, Alec, when I turned 30, I started my business, as you are aware, with 30,000 rands loan, the most expensive funding. 5 years later, I had a state of art, built my own construction company. By that time, I had already started a construction company, built my factory. But obviously, the machinery in the factory, because the cosmetics, you need a state-of-the-art manufacturing processes using some of the best German technology, you know, at the time. And I used my own resources. I did not owe anyone a cent. Up to the time I started Black Lung in 1985 until 1993, Alec, I had a very interesting problem. Every single day of my life, I had to think about going to grow the market, and I could not meet the market. While I'm out in the streets setting up distribution network, I had to expand my factory.
But Herman, coming back to today, have you used those lessons, those learnings in Action SA, in your distribution network, in getting votes? You talk about 320,000 activists. That's an army.
Well, I think, Alec, you know, one thing that South Africans are not aware, majority, I don't know if even yourself you are aware, when analysts, before the 2021 election, when I was a year old, our party was a year old, said, I will, if I'm lucky, I'll get 3 councillors in the city of Joburg, and I can forget about Tshwane and Pretoria. And I emerged with the IEC playing a dirty game on us. Right now, as I'm talking to you, after the elections, I got 16% of the city of Johannesburg with 44 councillors, 19 councillors in Tshwane, 15 in Ekurhuleni. Are you aware, Alec? We officially, you can check with IEC. We are Action SA officially is the 6th biggest political party in the country. 6th. And are you aware, Alec, we are the 4th biggest party in Gauteng. We only contested 3 municipalities out of 9. We are the 4th biggest political party. In the city of Johannesburg, we are the third biggest political party with 16%. So, even yesterday I was looking at some of the polls on one of the television stations saying Action SA will get 1%. And how do we get one? What have we done when actually we've capacitated ourselves more than a thousand times than in 2021 when we received 2.4% of national vote only to contesting six municipalities? How on earth? I don't know what these pollsters are smoking. That's why, one of the projects, if given the mandate, is to get drugs out of this country, because even professional people are smoking these drugs and they're dangerous. We can't operate with people who are smoking things like that.
But they tell me from Msinga or Gigi tells me that we make the best urban poison in the world. So maybe. But Herman, where are you putting Action SA's share of the vote?
What I'm saying is, personally, I'll be disappointed if Action SA becomes the third biggest party. I'll be disappointed. The thing is, right now, Alec, there's just no way anywhere in the world to come out with a definite number, because there's so many moving pieces. But one thing for sure is that Action SA is going to emerge as the biggest surprise, and Action SA is going to be supported by all South Africans. We are the only party, not even Nelson Mandela received the kind of electoral support across all South Africans. And I can tell you, we are going to be that party that is going to receive support across all communities. That is given. You can do your analysis. You look at, don't just look at the total votes we received. Look at where those votes come from. And the thing is, it's not happening, Alec, because of chance. It's because I've committed to my fellow South Africans that I want to build a non-racial South Africa.
Well, you have been at it now for some years. You were the opening speaker of BNC 1, our first BizNews conference. We're now moving towards BNC 7. So that gives an indication of the time that you've been working at this project. What is it that's landing? What of your message, your campaign message, is really landing with South Africans?
Well, I think first of all, South Africans wants to rally around one flag. South Africans, honestly, we live so many years being discriminated, having to fight and pit against each other. South Africans are tired. South Africans wants to be South Africans. And that's something that people know. I don't compromise. I tell anyone from day one when I launched Action SA, I said, please, if you are looking for a racial party, go somewhere else. You can keep your vote as much as I want it, but don't come and waste my time. That's resonating with people. People really know my capitalist tendencies, that I don't compromise. I'm for free market economy. No union will have a veto right on our policies. These are things that the people are too scared to venture on. People know very well, I believe in the rule of law. I totally refuse to coexist with criminals. That's why at our policy conference in September, we've come out with very strong policies against the criminals. Criminals, corrupt politicians and business people, murderers, rapists, and drug cartels. These people will never get parole under Action SA. Within 2 to 14 days of being arrested, because we're going to have special units dealing with this type of crimes. And we're saying no parole for them. You will go through the normal process, run to the 24-hour courts with specialized units to deal with murder, deal with corruption. And within 14 days, you must go through the court. If found guilty, you get sentenced to life prison. Imprisonment is going to be life. If you get 25 years, it's going to be 25 years up to the last day. But what more importantly, and that's something that resonates with South Africans, is that I'm not going to, Alec, as a state, I'm not going to use a cent of your money for the upkeep of these criminals. They are going to, for themselves, build their own prisons in the Kalahari. next to fertile land. There's no prisoner under Action SA already sentenced. So these four categories. We will have separate correctional services for petty criminals. But these four categories of prisoners, they're going to work. They're going to produce us potatoes, cabbages every day, Monday to Friday. By 8:30, we said we don't want to see any sentenced prisoner in the cells. They must be out in the field, then come back at 5:00, eat, wash, and go and sleep. No time to form gangs and so forth. They'll get the break on Saturday, and then Sunday they must go to church, spend half of the day in church to prepare themselves for Monday, and they'll never get parole. We believe in quality education. We want to take SATU, this COSATU aligned union, out of our schools. One Department of Education, bring back school inspectors, bring the goat back into the schools every morning before our children start school. They must go to assembly to go and ask for God's blessing. Ethical leadership is very important. People working with me, and I don't apologize to anyone, Alec, I'm not in this business to make friends. I value friendship. I'm sure you know me for, 20, 30 years. I value friendship. Friendship is very important to me. But it's not the kind of friendship where someone can one day point a gun at me, because I'll never work. I will not point a gun at anyone, because if you do something that I don't like, I tell you to you right away. I'm not the kind of person that's going to keep a file on someone. It is for that reason.
I asked for one. You gave me a long list. But Herman, just to close off with, what about Jacob Zuma? He coming back into the political arena, he has shaken things up a lot. How are you seeing the impact of this former president who the Zondo Commission tells us was, well, not exactly ideal?
Well, I think, you know, honestly, all the interviews I've did, people asking me about Jacob Zuma, I don't think it would be fair for me to undermine any political party. I know I'm a victim of a political party which people disregarded. But at the end of the day, for us as Action SA, are we worried about Zuma? We wish him luck, but we're not really concerned. I think Jacob Zuma can only get the support from the ANC. I think, you know, for me, as a religious person, I think it's a God-given opportunity. It looks like Desmond Tutu, remember a few years ago, said to the ANC, we're going to pray for your downfall, like we prayed for apartheid. And as far as I'm concerned, what's happening with Jacob Zuma and MK, it's a work of God to expedite the death and the collapse of the ANC. So I think from that point, I look at it from that point of view. I talk to people on the ground. I think there's just no one who's for Jacob Zuma, but who am I to really make a final discourse? I don't consult everyone. But it's actually a positive development, very positive, as far as I'm concerned, and people around me. We're quite pleased, and we believe it's a work of God to expedite the demise of the ANC.
Do you think that message, the work of God, the effect of a higher power being involved, is landing as well? You yourself, I've known you forever. You're a man of faith. You even send out every morning on social media a prayer. So you really are resonating with that community. And it's interesting to me that 86% of South Africans classify themselves as Christians. Are they getting you?
Well, I think it's not about getting them, Alec. It's about what I feel inside. My grandfather instilled in me a sense of everything that I do, I've got to ask for God's blessing, not another man. Says, don't trust another man. Trust another man by their deeds. Listen to people, but ultimately trust what they do, because a person can tell you something and then go and do something different. So learn to listen to people, but ultimately trust what they do. But with God, When you do something that God embraces, then you don't need another man to really give you an endorsement. And that's how I run my life throughout. That's why, Alec, no one can hold the gun at me. That's why I'm not emboldened. I was never emboldened to the National Party. I'm not emboldened to the ANC. Obviously, the National Party, that was an evil system. But I think I look at the ANC and the National Party, they're both evil organizations because ANC is a kind of organization that does not believe in God, that wants to keep black people poor so that they can control them. And so I think, you know, for me, what I do every morning when I wake up, decisions that I've got to take, I've got to ask God, this is what I want to do. Is it acceptable? And God gives me a sense of whether whatever I'm doing, it's acceptable or not. If it's something that it's not in line with His wisdom, then I don't really do it because I don't want anyone to hold a gun at me one day. So no one can ever have a file on Herman Mashaba.
Herman Mashaba, the founder and leader of Action SA. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.